Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on AIRS LA are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. Today's articles are from the March 2025 edition.
The Mystery of the Whataburger. When the talk of the town leaves you hungry for updates. By Rick Bragg. We don't have a whole lot of news where I'm from. It's not that things don't ever happen here. Truly, they do. It's just that most of them are small. The county scraped the road in front of the house a while back. The dust took 1 month to settle. But we talked about it for 6. Edwards Grocery, out on State 204, has Meow Mix in 16-pound bags. Makes it easier to tote into the house, my mother said. Yep, I replied. Don't have to make as many trips to the truck as you did with them little bitty bags, she explained. Easier, I noted. Yep, she said. We've got news. It's not just of monumental proportions, but that was before the Whataburger came. Now we are consumed and mystified. It started about 2 years ago, which was when the rumors began. My hometown of Jacksonville, Alabama, hasn't been kind to fast food establishments. Kentucky Fried Chicken changed locations 3 times before the franchise left us for good. Burger King is boarded up. Wendy's is derelict. A single awning dangles forlornly from its side, and I watch for tumbleweeds. Historic restaurants, too, have shut down. People even began to cook in their own homes again. When hope seemed thinnest, word came that Whataburger was on its way. We rejoiced. We didn't dance in the streets because we have so many Baptists, but our hearts were glad. Then we waited and waited. A Dunkin' Donut shop rose from the desolation, but no Whataburger. The bulldozer scraped out a flat place to put it and scraped it some more. For the better part of a year. We opined about what the delay could be. Did the stockholders learn that this was a graveyard? Did they change their minds? Everywhere we went, people asked, what about the Whataburger? Then, as I was riding through town one night, I saw a big orange W light up the firmament. I told everybody, I mean it, the cat food news had lost its sting. But it was a tease. Weeks went by, and we watched the empty parking lot like vultures. I began to think it was all a mirage. Then several months ago, I almost rear-ended a Silverado truck that was stopped in the middle of State 21. It took me a minute to figure out that it was the end of a long line, the last of 1,000 vehicles queued up on the highway, a quarter mile or so, jockeying to get in the Whataburger lot. There were so many cars that a police cruiser had to be stationed at the entrance, with blue lights flashing to quell what I am sure would have been chaos. A great blinking sign, like the ones on the interstate that alert drivers to a pileup or a hurricane, warned of heavy congestion and ordered us to proceed with caution. There hadn't been a brouhaha like this since they opened the cookout. But even that big snafu had eased after a few days. For weeks, I gazed sadly at the double line of pilgrims inching toward the orange W. Morning, noon, and night. I still don't know what a Whataburger tastes like. But because we rarely ever have much news, people were glad to tell me all about it. Waited an hour and a half, one nice lady informed me. Was it good, I asked? Yep, she replied. Seriously good scones. 3 fruit-filled flavors to brighten up breakfast. Strawberry scones. Active 20 minutes. Total 1 hour 20 minutes. Makes 6. 1/3 cup granulated sugar. 1 tablespoon grated orange zest from 1 orange. 2 cups all-purpose flour, 1 tablespoon baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt, 1/2 cup cold unsalted butter cut into 1/2 inch pieces, 1 cup fresh strawberries chopped, 1/2 cup cold sour cream, 1/4 cup cold heavy whipping cream, plus more for brushing, turbinado sugar, citrus glaze. Step 1. Preheat the oven to 400 degrees Fahrenheit with the rack in the top third position. Using your fingertips, rub together granulated sugar and zest in a large bowl until combined and fragrant. Add the flour, baking powder, and kosher salt, then stir to combine. Step 2. Cut the butter into the flour mixture using 2 forks, or pinch it in using your fingertips until the mixture is crumbly, but some pea-sized butter pieces remain. Toss the strawberries in the flour mixture to coat. Step 3. Whisk together sour cream and heavy whipping cream in a small bowl until smooth. Then gently stir into the flour mixture until a loose, crumbly dough forms. Step 4. Turn the dough out onto a lightly floured work surface. Gently flatten it into a 12-inch round. Fold in half and repeat the process twice to bring the dough together. Shape into a 6-inch diameter disc about 1 inch thick. Using a knife, cut the disc into 6 wedges. Arrange the wedges about 1/2 inch apart on a rimmed baking sheet lined with parchment paper. Freeze uncovered for 30 minutes. Step 5. Lightly brush the tops of the dough wedges with more heavy cream. Sprinkle with turbinado sugar and bake until golden brown and the edges are crisp for about 22 minutes. Let cool on a baking sheet for 5 minutes, then drizzle the cool scones with citrus glaze. Citrus glaze. Whisk together 1 cup powdered sugar, 2 tablespoons fresh lemon or orange juice until smooth. 2 more to try. Blueberry scones. In step 1, replace the orange zest with 1 tablespoon grated lemon zest from 2 lemons. In step 2, replace the strawberries with 1 cup fresh blueberries. Then proceed with the recipe as directed. Strawberry rhubarb scones. Prepare the recipe as directed through step 1. In step 2, replace 1/2 cup of the strawberries with 1/2 cup chopped, fresh, or thawed, frozen rhubarb. Then proceed with the recipe as directed. It's pasta night, y'all. A little bit of Southern, a little bit Italian, and ready in just 30 minutes. Little shells with greens and sausage. Active 30 minutes. Total 30 minutes. Serves 6. 1 16-ounce package. Small pasta shells. 2 tablespoons olive oil divided. 1 16-ounce package hot ground pork sausage, such as Jimmy Dean. 1 red onion thinly sliced, about 1 cup. 8 cups packed, stemmed, and chopped mustard greens, 2 bunches. 3 garlic cloves finely chopped, 1 tablespoon. 1 teaspoon fresh thyme leaves. 1 teaspoon kosher salt, plus more to taste. 1/2 teaspoon black pepper, plus more for serving. 1 cup heavy whipping cream. 1 cup fresh or frozen sweet peas. 1/2 cup grated Parmesan cheese, about 2 ounces, plus more for serving. Step 1. Bring a large pot of salted water to a boil over high. Add the pasta and cook according to package directions for al dente. Reserve 1 cup of the cooking water, then drain the pasta. Step 2. While the water is coming to a boil, heat 1 tablespoon oil in a large, deep skillet over medium-high. Crumble the sausage into the skillet. Cook stirring occasionally until browned, about 8 minutes. Transfer the sausage to a plate. Reserve the drippings in the skillet. Step 3. Add the onion and remaining 1 tablespoon oil to the skillet. Cook over medium, stirring occasionally until softened, about 4 minutes. Add the mustard greens a handful at a time, along with the garlic, thyme, salt, and pepper. Cook, stirring often until the greens are wilted, about 3 minutes. Add the cream and bring to a simmer over medium. Cook, stirring occasionally until slightly thickened and saucy, about 4 minutes. Step 4. Add the sweet peas, parmesan, drained pasta, sausage, and 1/2 cup cooking water. Then stir vigorously until the cheese melts and the pasta is coated in sauce, about 2 minutes. Add the remaining 1/2 cup cooking water, about 2 tablespoons at a time, to keep the sauce loose and creamy. Serve immediately and sprinkle with additional salt, black pepper, and parmesan if desired. Bacon lovers, caucho y pepe. Active 20 minutes. Total 30 minutes. Serves 4. 1 teaspoon kosher salt. 1 16-ounce package bucatini or spaghetti. 2 tablespoons extra virgin olive oil, 2 teaspoons coarsely ground black pepper, plus more for serving, 2 1/2 cups finely grated Pecorino Romano cheese, about 4 ounces, plus more for serving, 1 1/4 cups finely grated Parmesan cheese, about 2 ounces, 1/2 cup chopped, cooked bacon. Step 1. Combine 2 quarts water and salt in a large pot. Bring to a boil over high. Add the pasta, gently stirring, to submerge in the water. Cook, stirring occasionally according to package directions for al dente. Step 2. While the pasta is cooking, heat the olive oil in a small skillet over medium-low. Add the pepper and cook, stirring occasionally until gently sizzling, about 1 minute. Transfer the pepper mixture to a large bowl. Step 3. Reserve 1 1/2 cups cooking water. Drain the pasta. Set aside to cool slightly, about 3 minutes. Step 4. Stir the cheeses into the pepper mixture in a bowl. Gradually whisk in about 1 cup of the cooking water until the cheeses are completely melted and the mixture is creamy. Add the drained pasta. Toss vigorously to coat. Add the remaining 1/2 cup cooking water as needed to create a glossy sauce that clings to the pasta. Serve topped with chopped bacon and additional grated Pecorino Romano and cracked black pepper, tomato, feta, penne with pimentos. Active 20 minutes. Total 30 minutes. Serves 4. 2 pints cherry or grape tomatoes. 2 4-ounce jars sliced pimento peppers, drained, about 1 cup. 6 garlic cloves smashed and peeled. 5 tablespoons olive oil divided. 1 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt, plus more for the water. 1/2 teaspoon black pepper. 1 8-ounce block feta cheese. 1 16-ounce package penne pasta. 1/4 cup sliced fresh basil, plus more for garnish. 1 teaspoon grated lemon zest from 1 lemon. And toasted pine nuts, optional. Step 1. Preheat the oven to 450 degrees Fahrenheit. Place the tomatoes, pimentos, and garlic in a 13-by-9-inch baking dish. Drizzle with 4 tablespoons olive oil. Sprinkle with salt and pepper, stirring to combine. Cut a 1/2-inch slice from the feta, crumble, and reserve for garnish. Nestle the remaining feta block in the center of the baking dish. Drizzle with remaining 1 tablespoon oil, turning to coat the feta on all sides. Step 2. Bake until tomatoes burst and begin to brown slightly, 20 to 25 minutes. Step 3. Meanwhile, bring a large pot of salted water to a boil over high. Add the pasta and cook according to package directions for al dente. Reserve 1/2 cup cooking water. Drain the pasta. Step 4. Stir the feta and tomato mixture together with 1/4 cup reserved cooking water to form a creamy sauce. Stir in the drained pasta, basil, and lemon zest until coated, adding the remaining 1/4 cup cooking water, about 1 tablespoon at a time, to loosen the sauce as needed. Stir topped with additional basil and reserved feta. Garnish with toasted pine nuts if using.
We have come to the end of our program. I'm Joyce Davis, and I will be back soon.